It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 52. Oddballs, we are at a whole year, a year. I know that might not seem like a lot to most people, but that's a lot to me. I've stuck around and I've done this for a year. And for those of you who have stuck around with me from the beginning and those of you that are new, I mean, I appreciate every single one of you and I'm glad you're here. And I'll shut up because today I'm going to do just a short little Q&A. I know that's not my norm. But it's a birthday episode, and I just figured after a whole year, you guys might have a few questions that you want answered, and you do. So it's going to be a really short Q&A. I don't want to make this episode too long, but yeah, here is, here we go. The question that I got the most was, what got you interested in the paranormal? And for me, it was growing up in a, I like to say visited house, not necessarily haunted. I'll say haunted house because that's kind of what everybody says, you know, haunted. I prefer to say visited because we have always thought that it's just family coming and hanging out and seeing us and checking in on us. And so that's kind of what we always thought. And in this first story today, it's actually from my mom. And it's, I want to say maybe the tipping point of what really kind of started all of the paranormal happenings in my parents' current house. We grew up watching all the ghost shows like Ghost Whisperer, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Taps, all the things, whatever. So yeah, I mean, I've been pretty interested in the paranormal just for the simple fact that I grew up in a visited slash haunted, if you will, home. The next question that I got quite a bit was, what is your favorite place that you have investigated? Well, that's a tough one because really anywhere that I get activity, I thoroughly enjoy. I do love Belvoir Winery, which is maybe 10, 15 minutes away from where I live. And I've always gotten activity every time I've gone there. But I think one of my favorite places, and it's only because I got a recording actually from my spirit box of my name. And my name isn't super common. It's not uncommon, but it was this place that my dad was actually the project manager for that was under construction. It was an old school that they were turning into something different, which ironically enough, if you are an OG listener from like the previous podcast, which hi, to anybody who is new, I know you don't know what that is. Long story short, I used to have a co-host and her life just got busy. And then my life got a little bit boring. I mean, now I'm stupid busy, but that's fine. So I just said, screw it. I'm going to start this podcast again with a new, fresh new idea. And here I am. But anyhow, my old co-host, Courtney, her mom actually used to go to that school. So I don't know. It was really interesting to go there and get my name to come through on a spirit box. So I would almost say anywhere that I get good responses is almost my favorite place because I really just like ghost hunting in general. I can't really say like, yes, I have a favorite place, but I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to the next question. And the reason why I also brought up Courtney is because those of you who did listen to the old podcast and have stuck around with this new one, you know I had a co-host and a lot of you have asked me like, how is that? Like, you were doing it with somebody and now you're not. Was that awkward for you? Is it still awkward? Like, to that I say yes. Honestly, at first it was really awkward just to sit here and talk into a microphone by myself. But after a while, I kind of enjoyed it and I enjoy it now. It's really actually a lot more simple and easy than I thought it would be. I'm not as shy as I was about it in the beginning, so I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But another person asked randomly what my favorite color is. I'll give you a hint. It's a color in my logo. It's purple. But those are all the questions that I'm going to ask today. I hope that kind of answered some questions and maybe you can get me a little bit more. And thanks for the questions. I hope you guys enjoyed that little segment. It was a little bit different, but granted, this is also a birthday episode, so I wanted to do something a little different. And I will be doing that again just in the next episode. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from your host, Jensen's mom.
Our ghost stories began when my daughter Shane was 3. One Saturday morning, Shane shook me awake. I asked her what she wanted, but she didn't say anything and moved to the foot of our bed. I leaned up and asked again. Again, she said nothing and moved over to our bathroom door. I asked again, but she left the room. I nudged my husband, Chris, awake and told him to check on Shane because she was up. When he got to her bedroom, she was sound asleep. And there was no way that it could have been her because our bedroom door was actually closed. Jensen and Shane's friends have seen the little girl throughout the years. Besides seeing the little girl, there have been a few instances. Jensen came upstairs and told me that she had seen a dark figure as she walked out of her bedroom. That really bothered me. Seeing a little girl didn't really shake me because I think it was my Aunt Bobby. Something dark in the house? I didn't like that. One night, Shane came running into my bedroom. She was around 15 at the time. She told me she had seen something in her room and was freaking out. She begged me to take her somewhere. Anywhere, because she needed to get out of the house. I was an hour deep into my nighttime drug-induced sleep. I wasn't going anywhere. Shane had Jensen drive her around until she felt she could come back. Another time, I was lying in my bed watching TV. When I saw Jensen walk to Shane's bedroom, followed by our dog, Tango. I heard Tango whining, so I looked out to find him standing at the closed bedroom door. I figured she didn't want him there. Then, Jensen came down the hallway and walked into my room. I asked her if she had been in Shane's room. But she said she had just come upstairs at the moment. A couple of weeks ago, I didn't leave school until 7:15 p.m., so I was pretty worn out. I went home, had dinner, and basically went to bed. I hadn't heard from Shane all day, but had tracked her on Life360 and Snapchat. You know, the mom stalking thing. I woke up after midnight to pee and realized I still hadn't heard from her. Again, I checked Life360 and saw she was in Westport. Eventually, I fell back asleep. But she woke me up later to tell me she was home. The next morning, when I left, Shane's car was not in the driveway. I immediately called her, but of course no answer. I again checked Life360, which showed she was at her friend's apartment. I called Jensen and asked her if she had heard from her last night. Jensen said she had talked with her last night. Blah, blah, blah. So I figured Shane must have left this morning to go have breakfast with her friend. Shane called me at school. She didn't come home last night. I kind of forgot that there were more stories than just the original little girl one, which we have always thought was my mom's Aunt Bobby. And the reason why we think that is because the little girl that my mom saw had curly hair just like my sister's. But we've always compared Aunt Bobby and my sister Shane together because they look very much alike. And so that's why we think that it's Aunt Bobby. The shadow figure that I saw, that was a spooky one. I woke up to go get water. There's like a wall, and then once you get past the wall, you walk through this open area. And as soon as I walked past the wall, there was just this figure standing there, and it had like a big head, but it was all black. And I just casually walked past it, went upstairs, got myself some water, came back downstairs, went to bed, and then I laid there and I text my mom once it sunk in what I saw, and I was like, I cannot move. I just saw something. But you best believe I was going to get my water first because I was really thirsty. So I honestly kind of forgot about the dog one. We haven't had my dog for a little while now. And I forgot about the one where my sister woke up my mom, but she was out partying with her friends. She never actually came home. She just went to her friend's house. So something else again woke my mom up, and it's just wild. So that's not even the half of it though. Well, I'll have more stories on the next one, but let's go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from your one and only host, Jensen.
This happened when I was about 17. My friend Aaron and I were out driving around. It was kind of our thing to do because we came from a small town and there just wasn't much to do. It was decently late at night and we were driving through what we call the rich neighborhood. It was dark out, but the sky was clear. We were chit-chatting, listening to the radio, when all of a sudden we came to a part in the road where it was blacker than black, but we saw a white torso figure fly up a tree. It was only illuminated by the headlights of my car. It freaked both of us out, and I drove quicker than I probably should have out of that neighborhood. Once we calmed down, we got the courage to take one more lap back around just to make sure it wasn't our eyes playing with us. But there was nothing there. We even took it as far as going back a couple times to try to debunk it, and really couldn't figure out what it could have been. I know I told you guys I grew up in a haunted home, but I also feel like things just kind of happened anywhere I went. And this is just one of those instances. And it was truly bizarre. To this day, I even wonder what we saw because it was almost as if the figure was wearing like a button-up white shirt, and it really wasn't even a full figure. It was literally just like a torso with arms, and it just shot up through the tree, and there was nothing else around. It was just her and I. There were no other cars around. It was nothing. Like, I don't know. I can't explain it. It was crazy. But nonetheless, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I know it was definitely different than what I normally do. I hope you're okay with it because guess what? I'm the one in again next week. But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.